Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This week has been watermelon days. These are, you know, nice hot days. Mm. Who doesn't want a little watermelon sugar? Come on. Hey, tonight, don't forget, it's the I'm Listening special that's on all the intercom stations. It's at 6 o'clock tonight. This is for National Suicide Prevention Month and beyond. The I'm Listening initiative aims to ensure that mental health conversations are seen as commonplace and met with acceptance. Lots of special guests on there. Everybody from artists and athletes to health experts, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, tons of artists, including two interviews that Jane did, one with Alanis Morissette and another with Jewel. So that's tonight, 6 o'clock on Alice.
Jane is a great interview.
She is.
Mm-hmm. It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Haven't heard back from Jane, though, as to whether her and Ed exchanged pleasantries on Redhead Day. Well, haven't heard anything back yet.
He probably gets a lot of texts from people.
Maybe. You could be right.
Maybe today's a big correspondence day because of the redhead thing.
Sure. Absolutely. 925 has texted in, Vinny, your laugh is infectious. I adore you guys. That's from Kat. 415 says, I'm just surprised that kidnapping story didn't take place in Florida.
Oh, because it's so silly.
707 says, Booger was on New Girl, too. Oh. So he has continued to work, just not in good feature films the size
not
of
at Tom Cruise's
level.
Right.
Right. but he is the guy that gives Tom Cruise the important piece of advice that allows Tom Cruise to win the day. Sometimes you just got to say,
F it.
Right. Oh. Found causes me nothing but trouble. But good for them that in that case, it got them out of a pinch because someone had someone's glass egg. Spoiler alert. let's see here. Morning, lifelong redhead here. Thanks for the memo that it's our special day. I didn't know, but we'll celebrate accordingly. And thanks for the belly laughs about the dude on Uranus. I'm also 9, apparently. 510 says, I believe you, Vinny. There are life forms in Uranus.
Yeah. I mean, most of them are probably like bacteria and stuff, but sure. Your Uranus is alive and well. Teeming with life and activity.
I heard Uranus smells, says 530, but I hadn't heard anything like that.
Wow, so our listeners are just a bunch of 9-year-olds as well. That's great. Keep them coming, kids.
Decided to look up Caleb, the car salesman kidnapper, and as expected, he looks like a crazy-ass white dude. Mm-hmm. Smiley face.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to go for a test drive. We're not going back. No. Cranks the radio up so the 911 can't hear him. That's hilarious.
I have a trig midterm tomorrow, and I'm getting chased by Guido the Killer Pimp. That, of course, is a quote from Risky Business.
Oh, I see. That's what people are... Oh, my God. That's a dude that I don't know if he walked into my dealership if I would go in a car with him on a... What I suspect is going to be a joyride. A joy for him, anyway.
I'm pretty sure the manager has pulled that car salesman into the office and said, you know, you might want to run by me sometimes when someone looks a little on the shady side. Then again, profiling, who knows?
You don't want to do that. You know who this guy looks like? So he is a white guy. He's got a far receded hairline with long hair. He kind of reminds me of the actor in The Full Monty. Like if that guy was playing this Caleb character.
I don't know.
He's got
that
same kind of sharp nosed face, pointy chin. He looks dangerous. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to profile, but he looks like a meth head. I'm just saying.
He looks like trouble. He's got a scowl on his face and he doesn't look happy. But, you know, I think that guy wanted to go back to jail because there was no upside to the crime. I don't know what he was. There was no like, let me drop you off and I'm going to steal this car. It was just, I'm going to get in trouble. I don't get it.
Maybe Willem Dafoe. Let's see that a little bit in there.
He's sharp. Yeah. I mean, there's sure. Hi, podcast. Do I have to download the radio.com app to get them? Absolutely. I mean, we want you to get the radio.com app. Therefore, yes, absolutely.
And there you can get those anywhere. Mm-hmm.
You can the answer is yes, absolutely. You do need to get the radio.com app. Yep. I don't know any other way.
Not the little purple icon on your iPhone. None of that.
None of that. I don't know anything about those. Nope. Guys.
What?
Printers are cheap, but toner ink is ridiculously expensive. 60 to 70 bucks per cartridge. Yeah, but to actually, the thing you miss about work is printing, you know, what?
Pictures of your butt? Pictures of Uranus? You a solar system fan? I don't get it.
Now who's nine? I wonder.
Well, I was just trying to make you happy, nine-year-old.
Right.
I spent my whole day trying to make children happy.
It was for me, sure. Whoa. I don't know what to say here. Should I read this? I'll just read this. I didn't write it. It's somebody else's problem. 415 says, well, there's a new spelling for hypocrite, Alyssa Milano, who after coming down hard on police brutality and support for defund the police called 911 and had half of Ventura County police brought to her property Sunday because of an armed person in the area. Turned out it was a teen with an air pellet rifle. But good to know we little people don't need police protection.
Yeah, I read that story.
Oh, I hadn't heard that
at
all.
It's a bit of a giggle. But, you know, look, defunding the police doesn't mean we don't have police anymore. It means that police respond to emergencies like teenagers with pellet guns. They're not also social workers and mental health care workers.
Vinny, I agree about Avril Lavigne. She's awesome, but she got screwed as best artist in the early 2000s. Guess who won?
Milli Vanilli. I don't know.
Oh, I can't even believe I started this thing. I can't read the rest of this.
Oh.
She says, the talentless lounge singer Nora Jones. Yuck.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but I really like Nora Jones a lot. I mean, I like
Avril more than I like Nora. I didn't call, give me a little skater boy. Feel I mean, come on. As he was a skater boy. Yeah. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face. Her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to earth. Oh, so good. Baby, she's all alone. She turns on TV. I can't say she sees. Skate up a rocket of MTV. So good. You got tickets to see a show.
YouTube search of I could never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell. Funny clip of Tom Hanks. I don't know that. 707 says, duh, Vin, Joni's awesome. Yeah, and she misses me completely, but I'm happy that I watched that Laurel Canyon because I just liked it. It was neat to see these up-and-comers all in this one area sort of, I don't know, communing.
It was kind of like a commune. It was a community commune, but they, you know, they all lived together and they all hung at each other's houses and rocked the hell out and took drugs. And I'm sure it was a, magic freaking time.
There was a lot of parties, but Joni was the one. In fact, David Crosby's the guy in the video. It's not me. And I thought it was slightly tasteless at the time when he said it, but he was like, every one of us slept with Joni, but only Graham Nash got to actually stay the next day or something like that. And you're just geez, what the?
Free
love. Why would you say that? What do you have to say that for? God,
he wanted
dude.
To stay. He was so into Joni. You know, they do Joni's song Woodstock.
Yes. Well, it's, and she
a very
wrote,
different
apparently,
version.
Is it, her hit is called Our House?
I don't know that song.
It's about an afternoon she spent with Graham Nash. Like, it's he's the guy she loved of all the guys in that area that she
is
hung
it
out
our
with.
House is a very, very, very fine house.
Yeah, there's a cats in the outside.
I didn't know she wrote that.
And the statue we bought today at the market, it's all right there in the Laurel Canyon. Anyway, what am I still talking about?
I can never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell. It's Cloud's Illusions, I recall. I really don't know Clouds at all. What does that mean? Is she a pilot? Is she taking flying lessons? It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what it is.
Well, it's Harry Met Sally. Okay.
And I think it's You Got Mail.
Oh. Aren't they the same?
It's well, Meg. It's Meg Ryan.
Right.
Yes, they're all the same.
It does seem like it.
Hey, Vin, Lauryn Hill never made another album after Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She hates showbiz.
Oh.
Well, she's also been in the news more than once for putting on a show and then not actually performing or doing weird
sounds,
stuff.
Right.
Where is my time? Oh, I'm good. Okay. I had no idea what that word really meant until later when listening to a podcast.
What word?
Oh, here wait a minute. Oh, I don't know. I got it. It's shot all over the place. I can't do that one.
Stupid text machine.
Thing sucks.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Overthinking. So I was with friends talking about this really funny guy we know who cracked us up. My comment, yeah, this guy's a real, really a cracker. Oh, well, I've always thought that term was slightly funny, but I guess that one's got to go away too, right?
Well, if they're talking about someone cracking jokes, that's one thing. If they're talking about, I think what the term cracker for like a southern, you know, like a Florida cracker, has to do with like someone cracking a whip on slaves. Like if you're using,
oh, is that what it is?
Yes, I believe so. But I've never, like, if you call someone a card, is that an insult too? Like for someone, he's a cracker. Like, do they mean like he's a cracker jack? I don't, is cracker jack also racist?
I've never heard it explained the way you just did, but I've certainly heard black people call white people that. And I just assumed it was the closest thing you could get to an epithet for a white guy, but it's not anywhere near. Anyway, I feel uncomfortable closest. Even talking about it.
Well, you
on.
Know, it's okay to talk about stuff. I mean, we're all just
is
trying to
it?
Figure it out. I think so, but I don't want no trouble.
I'm right.
Back
Thank
to the
you.
Theme.
right. I was just overthinking what to wear just to work from home. Right.
Oh.
I mean, there it is.
Yeah, I grabbed the top t-shirt in my pile, and that's what goes on.
And are those the same Lululemon pants you've had on for 2 days now, or?
No, these are the second pair. This is the tight pair that goes to my ankle. Yesterday was the loose pair that goes to just below my knee. Yesterday would have been the day to show you my scabies.
Which ones do you like better?
They're both great. They both have the same comfortable, I'm telling you, look, here's where the top of my yoga pants are right now, pulled up to right under my boobs, big high waist. Oh, they're so comfortable.
That
delightful.
Seems weird.
If anything, though, the other ones I think are more comfortable. They're a little, you know, because these ones are tight all the way down my leg.
Yes, just like using the word. Oh, can you not say gimp anymore? I thought Gimp was the masked guy in the...
I think that's mean to say someone is gimpy or a gimp. It means that they're handicapped in some way.
Oh, well, why do they call that guy with the mask in the...
Maybe he's handicapped by the ball. I really don't know. The ball guy.
Okay.
I actually don't know.
We don't know stuff. We need to be more careful.
Well, thanks for telling us. It's nice of you to fill us in. We don't know all the stuff.
Love the 738 throwback song. Yeah, I feel like we started with an early Maroon 5 song, and I thought that was like great. Mm-hmm.
Sounded really
good.
Man,
the music sounded better than ever. Jane really
amazing.
A better mix of music and more of it. Is that our saying?
That, and I don't want no trouble.
Right.
Please don't cancel me.
Electric cars are the future, but many states are banning car sales if there's no dealership. When the cities deny new dealerships for electric car makers. Oh, that's a Tesla thing, right? Because they don't have dealerships.
So if you don't have a dealership, you're not allowed to do business in the town?
Maybe.
That seems skewed.
A lot of people are talking about how great their cars are, though. So that's good news to hear. And also, check out Lucid Air electric vehicle. And that comes in from more than one person. This new electric car coming out end of 2020, lucidmotors.com. All right.
Oh.
You looking it up? What's it look like?
Yeah, it looks cool. Hold on, let me show you.
All right. I'm going to take a look at this Lucid Air.
Tesla-ish.
Yeah, it certainly looks very modern. You know what it kind of looks like is those, are they Chevys? They have that sort of boxy looking front. It could be kit too. Like, I want to see the red light going back and forth in that little weird channel where the headlights are. That's I don't know how to describe that. It's a sedan, a little bit boxy on the front, but has this weird upper bumper thing. It's neat. So what is the range? What does it say that those things
doesn't
get?
Doesn't say, like, but a lot of people have written in about recharge. Let's see. S&B, I have a base Model 3, that's a Tesla, with a 220-mile range battery, and I've driven from Alameda to Monterey on a single charge with the radio, air, and lights on. Recharged in Monterey and driven back the same way. No range anxiety with my Model 3, and the newer models, like the Y, have even better range. I must admit, in my area, I have seen two full-blown parking lot Tesla recharge centers set up at the Whole Foods and at Nob Hill, and they're being used regularly by Tesla owners. You can see them pull in, park, and plan on taking a minute.
Isn't the Tesla charge station free to Tesla owners?
Mm-hmm.
Brynn, you would know this.
Certain cars, yeah.
And it only takes... Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the Model S and X, it might have changed, but...
And then everybody else has to pay the... Well, whatever it is, I mean, the thing is, the turnaround time on those is astounding. A 20-minute charge is all you're ever going to need. It's kind of incredible.
Hey, guys, super random question. If you have talked about it, forgive me. Have you watched Cobra Kai, the sequel to Karate Kid on Netflix? I've been digging it. Super nostalgic and cheesy. Figure you guys might like it.
Brynn?
I've been hearing tons about it. I actually have. I'm planning to watch that. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, that's not something I'd press go on, I don't think.
If you liked Karate Kid, I think you'd like this one, is what my friends tell me.
Yeah, I never watched that. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
No.
I liked it.
Nope. All right, we got to go.
Inspirational. Okay, we'll be back in a second after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, that's wisdom for the ages. Stay a rock star.
Stay a rock star, young. Who is that boy?
Harry Styles.
Stay a rock star, young man.
If you want that watermelon sugar not to dry up.
You have to do without, right.
Yeah. Vinny says every time he's got that song stuck in his head all the time, and every time he hears watermelon sugar, he thinks, don't have kids.
Well, I know. It's the part when he goes, I don't think I could live without, and I just think, well, then you do not want, they are... That is how that goes away.
Game over, man. Game over.
Mm-hmm. I mean, kids are fun. Don't get me wrong.
Sure. They're just a different kind of fun entirely.
But if you can't do without the watermelon sugar, you don't want the kid. They don't go together. All right. How did I didn't say this on air? You did. Why am I talking right now?
It was just because it was wisdom for the ages. That's all.
Jesus,
that's all I'm saying.
I've been framed.
No one's framing you. You're just telling your truth. You're speaking your truth, Ben.
Oh, it's mine. Or is every guy going hallelujah?
Well, I'm not saying that you are the only one who has that truth. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're speaking your truth.
Anyway, let's go. I gotta go. Big Brother's on tonight. There's some basketball on tonight, and
don't forget 6 o'clock on Alice, the I'm Listening special. Right. Listen for our Janie. I'm sure she's hosting her show up until that point, but it's a big deal for Entercom tonight, part of our mental health initiative. So please listen tonight at 6 to Alice. We'll see you tomorrow. We're gonna enjoy Big Brother tonight and discuss it then, and I'm sure I'll be bitching about it because that's all I ever do about that show, even though I love it. And we'll have a great Thursday tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.